This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Raise your hand if you've bought an appliance or a smartphone or some other kind of device at some point recently and been offered an extended warranty or a service plan for it. I'll wait. Yeah, get them up. Way high. Yeah, it's basically all of you. That's what I thought. That is what you call a business opportunity right there. The insurance giant Allstate said this week it's buying a big provider of those warranties, SquareTrade, the company is called, for $1.4 billion, which gives you an idea of just how big the warranty business can be. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
If you want to understand the warranty business, Eric Arnim is your guy.
It's a lot bigger than you would believe. I'll tell you that.
Arnim edits the trade publication Warranty Week. He says the industry includes vehicle service contracts, home warranties, electronics and appliance protection plans, mobile phone insurance.
When you add that all up together, just in the U.S., it's over $42 billion paid by consumers for protection plans this year.
SquareTrade entered the scene in 1999 and has a growing slice of the smartphone and electronics warranty market. The company administers plans for retailers like Amazon, Costco, Sam's Club, and Target. Allstate has been struggling to grow. It sells car and homeowners insurance, mostly through its network of agents. Analyst Brett Horn with Morningstar says more customers are buying insurance directly online.
They're a leading player in a mature industry, and they're in a channel that the industry is shifting away from a bit. So the top line growth has been hard for them to achieve.
According to Allstate, SquareTrade's revenue has grown fourfold in the last 5 years. It's not clear how profitable it is, though. SquareTrade is privately held by a group of shareholders, including Bain Capital. Warranty Week's Eric Arnim says consumers can pay up to 50% of the purchase price for a protection plan, so there's plenty of money to be made on a buyer's peace of mind. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.